For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh my goodness, we've made it to our very first Power Pod Christmas. How about that, ladies? Did we expect to make it this far in this year? That's unbelievable. I mean, I guess all of us are relatively healthy. I've got Randy over there from the critically acclaimed podcast Black Educated and Broke.
If
you've been listening to the Power Pod, I mean, you know Randio. She's all over the place, and she's a superstar here.
At
WSB. We've got wearing her typical alien headphones. We've got Nicole Bennett.
About all I'm known for around here.
Yeah, that's all that she's known for is just wearing these headphones. And strangely enough, when they're not plugged into the jack, too, like she just walks around with the headphone cord just dangles behind
her. It's her earpiece. She loves
comforting.
It.
Yeah, no, but it just dangles behind you. And sometimes you get caught up when you're walking out of the restroom. We'll see that your little headphone cord will get locked up in the door. And we're worried about you.
Well, no, I'm just always ready to go. If there's any kind of radio show that needs me, I'm there.
I've got my
headphones on, ready to be plugged in.
Catch the spirit.
We're ready to go and ready to I mean, as we've said many a times before, both Randio and Nicole are news hawks. So they fly around the newsroom looking for news. And when they see it, they're like, ah! They go around and they're like, oh my goodness, look at that. But during Christmas week, though, it's got to be a little bit weird because, I mean, usually it seems like even the reporters kind of take time off, too. Like, this is something that I've just noticed over the last, I don't know, a couple of years that I've been paying attention to news around Christmas. I mean, there are many Christmases where I've worked here at WSB in various capacities, but of late when I haven't been working, when I've been blessed to be able to take time off and spend some time with family, it's been interesting. It's almost like the reporters take off, too, and so therefore the news cycle's less active, and Randio and Nicole, you guys can actually kind of perch up and spend time at the nest with the family and all that good stuff, right?
Wow, it's a great analogy.
I know, perch up with the nest. I just don't know if that's all factual, what he just said. Do we really get to hang out with the family? Don't we have to always work?
Yeah. Well, I guess as news people, we're always on.
There we go.
But I will say, I do like anymore on holidays, turning my news notifications off.
Oh, that is such a rewarding feeling. Did we ever think we'd get to a point? It's funny. By the way, Christina Aklin could not join us this Christmas special. Unfortunately, one of the things that I saw floating around the news cycle, how about that? One of the few things I did see floating around this Christmas week is that December and February, oddly enough, are two of the busiest months for flu, and I really hope that she doesn't have that, but we told her, listen, we love her, and all of us here are wishing her the best. We've had two amazing radio fill-ins this month. Actually, I guess the first one was technically Black Friday, but then had another one just last week, and it was unbelievable. We had a great time, but Tina's like, I'm just not feeling great. And I'm like, okay, no, take your time.
Now, we know what happened, Jared. She got you turned up at the party, see? Holiday Christmas party that we had. Tina got her life a little too much, and this is what happened.
You know,
Tina, if you're listening, we're not young girls anymore. We can't do it anymore, sis.
You know what? What happens at those WSB Christmas parties are quite memorable.
Yes, I
love, I've been to several different, I mean, we've all worked for different companies, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're, we're seasoned.
We're seasoned.
You know, I mean, we know some things out there, and we know some people out there. And one of the things that I think is really fascinating is you go to some parties and they can just be so stiff sometimes. And, and it's nothing against them. I just think that we're kind of programmed to. I don't know. I don't want to hate on everybody. I'm not saying that you guys out there don't work, because I know that you work your asses off. There's just something about when radio people get together. I don't know if it's just an industry-wide thing, but it just gets wild.
It gets very
news
wild.
News radio, because I think we're just immersed in things that most people like to turn off, and we can't turn off. So, you know, at most work parties, you find you can't help talking about work. And I think instead what we all just decide to do is dance.
Because
we just don't
want to
talk
about it. And actually, like, special shout out to you, Nicole, and Malcolm, your wonderful husband. I think you guys are my highlight of the party. Highlight.
Oh my God.
I just loved your personalities. It was just so great. And I wish our listeners could just see how wonderful you are under that type of influence. It's so great, Nicole.
The Christmas spirit. Yeah. Over
You know, the craziest thing about that, though, is that Nicole, you know, Randio, Christina, and I all made it out.
Yes,
but
we did.
Nicole, what happened to you that
night? I was out with you guys.
What?
You don't remember? I had my headphones and everything. So.
Hey, listen, I remember that. Believe me, when the Christmas party ended, I had gone to another party before then and a pregame before then.
I don't know how they did that. I still have
gas in the tank. Let's just say it that way. I was ready to go out and rage and have a good time.
I don't know how. I was exhausted.
Yeah. Were you exhausted? I mean, your face looked something different, but if you want to use that as exhaustion, sure.
Like I said, it was the Christmas spirit.
I was feeling jolly,
but also, you know, wanted to nest, like he said, with the family, you know?
So. Well, you know what? While you're nesting with the family, I just want to let our listeners know that if they go to our social media pages, they're going to see just how lovely you and Malcolm were that day. Because, of course, I had to get a video of you doing your little karaoke song. So, guys, make sure you are following us on Power Pod.
Yeah, this is a relatively new thing, too. We launched all of these social pages when we had our first fill-in on the radio on Black Friday, and I'm surprised. I'm actually really pleased with the feedback. I mean, there's some diehards out there. I mean, we got to really work on the power-up badges in 2020.
Yay,
that's going to be something. Maybe we'll, you know what? Honestly, we could come up with a power-up badge as a gift. You know what, Nicole, since you didn't come out with us after the Christmas party.
Again, I did.
Maybe you could be the one responsible for Amazoning and UPSing all the power-up badges out there.
I would love nothing more than to do that for our most loyal fans.
Okay,
yes.
So if you need a power-up badge, just email or Facebook or direct message Nicole
Bennett @BuzzFeedNews.com.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Right?
And she'll send out your power up badges to you, to all of you out there that deserve that here from the Power Pod. We got some cool ideas for 2020, but I really want to reflect on just Christmas in general, because we've done this with several holidays this year, and it's kind of cool. I like doing this type of format where we get a chance to kind of sit back and relax. Obviously, the show is typically a weekly recap show where we cover the current events of the week, and sometimes we get serious, and sometimes we just get goofy and have a little bit of fun.
A little bit.
But it's nice when we're able to kind of kick back and relax and tell traditions and stories, because Christmas is just one of those holidays where it's weird. You think that your Christmas, personally, you think that your Christmas is unique, or I'm sorry, you think that your Christmas is like everybody else's. But in reality, when you start talking to friends and stuff while going to these holiday parties and while hanging out with friends and stuff during the weekends and family, you actually might find out how unique your Christmas really is. So I kind of wanted to take this time to just go around and just ask everybody about like what their types of Christmas, I mean, what do they do during Christmas times? Like, what kind of traditions that you guys had and whatnot. And I guess, Randy, we'll start with you. Obviously, coming from Dallas, so there's got to be something with some barbecue or something like that, right?
No. What? What does that have to
say?
Come on, Texas? Come on.
Yeah, but not for... Well, you know, we eat that all the time, so it's not really that big of a difference there for Christmas. But I guess the biggest thing that we do on Christmas, because, you know, I'm in a blended family, right? So I have my mom and my stepdad, and I have my dad and my stepmom. So, like, I split the time evenly, you know, with my dad and my stepmom, and I'm with my mom and my stepdad. But usually on Christmas Eve with my dad and my stepmom, we have this game war marathon. Like, it is so much fun. Like, she has all these little games, and you win real prizes and stuff. So we all play this.
Fun.
It's like a big tournament. It's so awesome. And then everybody gets to open up one gift. That's traditionally for Christmas Eve. And on my mom's side, you know, the next morning, as a kid, I wake up to the smell of breakfast. Mm. As an adult, I cook the breakfast for my family on Christmas
look at
morning.
You.
I've been on it now since I've moved to Atlanta. So for the last 4 years, I will cook for them every Christmas morning.
Why are you cooking for us on Christmas morning? You're Power Pod family.
Yeah, well, I'll be in Dallas, Texas, Jared. Sorry.
So we were to show up?
Going to be in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, I got y'all. What's up? What y'all need? What you like? Want some grits? Okay. I give you the grits, Jared.
Oh, I do want some grits.
You like some grits.
Oh, wow, man. Man, grits. Ooh. Breakfast food is just so freaking good.
I'll eat
so
breakfast, good. Though.
What?
You like? I cannot eat breakfast in the dinner. No.
I can eat breakfast. I mean, let's face it. I mean, when it comes to Thanksgiving food versus Christmas food's pretty dang good, but Thanksgiving definitely tops that one. But I would not be opposed if we had breakfast food all day on Christmas. I would just be all about
me
that.
Too.
Randy, why are you?
I am.
You're
so
gritting your
that.
Teeth at
it's
me.
It's like my stomach
you're
is
snarling
just
at me.
I don't like it, man. I don't like it at all.
But I do associate that with morning time.
Yeah.
I love those smells and coffee
yeah, and
in the morning.
Coffee.
You
yes.
have coffee every morning.
Part of
okay,
you.
I was going to say this in that I think anymore one of the best feelings, and this might be a sign of getting old, but is when you get up and you make coffee. And you don't have to go anywhere.
Oh,
you're
my
just
God.
Drinking
yes.
coffee
yes.
just for the sake of drinking coffee.
Yeah, that does
yes,
sound like aging a little bit.
We don't do that anymore in news, though.
You
don't
I do that.
Yeah, but what about you don't look forward to just well, you work in the afternoon. So
I do that every morning, actually.
Yeah, Randy.
I'm drinking it like as a lifeline to yeah. keep me sane.
Randy, believe me, when Nicole and I worked afternoon drive, oh, man, it was great because you really could do anything you
yes,
wanted
you
at night. And wake up the next morning, and I mean, you'd be a little disheveled, but you could wake up at 10:30 or 11 o'clock
yes.
and be like, oh, okay, all right, I'm good.
Exactly.
Put myself together.
The life.
And, but, you know, there are some perks to the mornings, too. We get
yes.
home early. We
That's
can
true.
Take a nap.
That's very true.
If we
I do
want
love
to.
My nap time now.
Yeah, nap time. Did you get to take a nap, Randio? Didn't
I don't
think so.
Naps are for suckers.
Didn't think so.
Naps
are you calling
are
Nicole
suckers.
A sucker?
I'm calling you too, Jared. What's up?
100%
you know
a
what?
Sucker.
Yeah, this is not how we start the Christmas season, okay?
It's very Christmassy.
Yeah, trying to fight each other here. She's feisty over there. That's why I don't like this, okay? That's why. I expected barbecue, and the fact that she went after breakfast food like that. If I can even talk, can I say breakfast?
You can, exactly.
I'm like, breakfast? I'm like, what is
Do
wrong
you
with
some coffee, Jared?
Breakfast food. I can eat breakfast food all day, and that would make my Christmas. Now,
yes.
Nicole, you have some traditions. I'm sure that you do for Christmas as well.
Yes, so I spend Christmas Eve with my dad usually every year too, because I have a blended family.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And my stepmom is Italian,
Ooh.
So she
oh, yes.
makes homemade pizza. It is so good. We usually open gifts too, because I'm not going to see
Should
them.
Make meatballs too.
Sure,
meatball yeah. stew.
Meatballs too.
Oh, I was like, ew, that don't sound good.
Hey, that sounds actually pretty tasty.
Meatball stew.
Meatball stew.
It's an Italian making it.
Okay,
I'm sure it'd be
yes,
hey,
amazing.
The Italians, I mean, they
it's
do a
amazing.
Great job. The French and the Italians, they do a great
Meatballs.
Job with their cooking.
And it's funny, we were talking about smells, and I associate Christmas Eve now with Italian food.
Really?
That just makes me think of, yeah, Christmas Eve. And then Christmas morning, we usually make this egg bacon casserole that was
yes.
my grandma's recipe.
Okay.
Very good, but I will say that nobody could touch her cooking. I mean, there is something about a grandma's touch. My mom's a close second. I love you, Mom, if you're listening, but it's just not the same.
It, yeah.
It's still really good, though, and it's the breakfast
you
smell in the morning.
You're throwing shade at
no,
your mom.
No, we love Nicole's
no,
mom.
No. We love my mom,
yes,
but she would even say it's just grandma was the best at that.
Yeah.
So. And then I guess the rest of the day is probably pretty much
yeah.
the same as everyone else's.
Well, you know, I will say one thing I didn't add on my dad's side, you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving, like it's a fashion show, girl. Okay.
Really?
So,
oh,
yes,
God,
when
we
you
don't...
come up in the house, everybody's looking at you. So you need to be looking cute. You
oh,
have your
wow.
hair laid. Cause yes, it is definitely. Oh, cause what did you see? What such look at her shoes? You saw what she had on at the party,
oh,
girl. How she come in the house? My family a little gossipy. So
wow.
I have to make sure I always look cute. Yes.
Gosh, on Christmas Day, I don't think I ever put on a bra, honestly.
Who does ever? That's not fun.
I don't either.
Best. Good for you, Jared.
Well, yeah. You probably should have a big swell nipple. You probably should wear your
yeah.
bra.
Yeah. Yeah. You talking about that? You like that? It's that LA fitness right there. Where
Boy,
we're
that's
working,
that LA
working.
Non-fitness.
Yeah,
that's
right. It's right. It's
Christmas
right.
Nipple.
Working out. No, it's wonderful, isn't it? Oh, there's nothing more nourishing than the Christmas nipple. Which is what I have for breakfast every morning.
What are your traditions?
Is the Christmas nipple. I don't know how I could follow that. I mean, I have so many different stories because I used to go to my grandparents' house. My grandparents on honestly both sides, both my mom's side and on my dad's side. And they were in, one set of grandparents was in Reidsville, North Carolina, and the other set is in Raleigh, North Carolina. And we just had various traditions. I just remember that my grandmother and Carrie, my dad's parents, they were notorious for not having a traditional Christmas tree before, like, the Charlie Brown Christmas tree became popular. I guess that was, what, probably about 9 years ago or something like that.
Yeah.
They would get a stick, and they would decorate it up, and they would just say, my grandma would just be like, I like that better. And I would always like, but all the other people, I'm like, but all the other people have normal trees. And she's like, well, I like this tree. And I'm like, okay, grandma, all right, that's, I guess this is the tree that we have. I also grew up in a divorced family. So I remember.
We literally all did.
Yeah. So I remember. Wow. Yeah. It's just the modern family there.
Yeah.
So I feel like every Christmas. I mean, did you ever have a family where you got better gifts from one family? Like your mom and dad gives you better gifts?
You can't have us. I'm not going to say that.
My parents, I feel, were always good gifts, but like my step siblings or whatever, I just felt like it wasn't as good sometimes. Like,
yeah. I guess maybe I wouldn't say better or worse, but. Maybe they're relatives who are more thoughtful and sentimental. They go the sentimental route, and then there are relatives that are like, here's a check with money.
She's so political with her answer.
No, I'm just saying that money is great.
I think it's fine. I think it's fine to be controversial with this kind of thing like that. Because, I mean, everyone has a favorite, and this is it's kind of unlocking these memories now that I think about it. Now, obviously, my father and my stepmom did an excellent job with Christmas every year. They did a great job of just the overall gifts and making everybody feel welcome, the food. It's become a new tradition here in Atlanta that we do a lot. That's been great. My mom's, I used to go to a lot. Obviously, if you've been listening to the Power Pod, she passed away this year. But we used to go to her place frequently when I was in late high school and early college. And we always had good traditions there, a little more chillaxed than what my father and stepmother did, but a good time nonetheless. And then with the grandparents, it was nice because you would get other family members there, like the cousins and the second cousins, and they would start showing up, and a lot of times you'd be showing off your new your new gift, and that's going down a whole different thing, because you could tell we would do a white elephant gift, not a white elephant gift exchange, but we did that a couple times, but everybody would draw names, and
for the big family.
We have one uncle on the Yamamoto side, and I won't say it here, but he does an excellent job with his gift giving. And if you got your name drawn by him, I mean, he would just blow you away. And there was one year where my cousins got a foosball table, and I was so jealous. I mean, I was sitting there, I'm sitting there, and I mean, it was a lovely, cardigan or something like that I got. I don't know, like a hoodie or something like that. Some clothes along this, like a nice button up shirt. And, you know, he's over there with his foosball table, like full length, and all we wanted to do was just set it up and make sure that, you know, you ever have moments like that where you look at your loot that you pull, and somebody else gets something in the family, and it's
absolutely.
Just
a,
yeah, that's happened a lot.
I was always, though, really, I mean, you guys just said it politically correct. Even as a child, I was really good. If it wasn't my favorite thing ever, I would make a big deal of it and say, oh my gosh, thank you so much. My brother, my little brother, Corey, I love you. He knows it. He has the worst poker face.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, as soon as he opens a gift, if he's not feeling it, you know right
really?
Away. And I used to look at him, and if it was a relative we're not that close with, I would, you know, make a smiling gesture to him, like, come on, just fake it, you know? Because
he
couldn't even fake it. It was ridiculous.
I was definitely your brother. I've never like a poker face, because you know, you get so used to getting all the gifts you want, and then I'll open up something, I'm like, what is this? And my mom will be like, you better fix your face before I take it back with you.
But that's a good lesson to learn there,
though. Yeah, I get in trouble for that.
Because you can see people that have very distinguished faces like that can really reveal themselves when they open up a gift. And sometimes, you know, Auntie Sue doesn't know what the hell to get you.
Exactly.
And when you open the gift, and if you open up, I don't know,
some socks.
Listen, I like socks now. Now that's my adult moment right there. When I open up some socks, I'm happy. If I get some boxers and some socks, I'm like, thank you very much for those.
Dang.
Taking notes. I think that's good. But maybe as a kid, you're right. You get the wrong brand of toy or something.
Oh my God,
like
I was that girl. Like,
you were.
I did not like off brand toys. I'm like, this isn't Barbie Mattel or whatever.
Knockoff Barbie.
What was a knockoff Barbie? It had a name.
What was it called? It sure is a couple of them.
Oh, like, it's going to drive me nuts.
Oh my God.
Because there were knockoff
Barbies.
Yeah,
there were. And those things, I remember because my sister, like, she would get so upset when we would torment her, and those things would break so easily. Those Barbie dolls, I felt like they were indestructible.
Yes, mm-hmm.
The only thing you could pull off was the head like that.
Oh, gosh.
But even then, you could just pop it back on. But the knockoff brands, oh my gosh, you could break that thing in half. And it was done. And it's like, there's a reason why it's a knockoff like that. And
exactly.
I don't know why parents... I guess
why Santa did that.
Exactly, Jared.
That's right. Why? Well, sometimes parents, you know, can bring gifts too.
That's true. This is true. Yeah,
we had that brings me to a whole other thing here. So with Santa Claus, I'm very scattered today. I like this. This is us having a good conversation here. Okay, with Santa Claus, right? So Santa in my household never wrapped his gifts, and it was funny because I would get gifts that were obviously Santa had come down the chimney and left my little pile of gifts off to the side.
Right.
But then other gifts would appear under the tree too, but they were wrapped and they were from my parents. Now, did y'all have anything like that or how did Santa come to your house?
Santa had a distinct signature.
Oh.
That I would and would sign gifts a particular way, so I knew which gifts were from my parents and which gifts were from Santa, because they were from him.
They're from
100%.
Mm-hmm. And I would say for me, like Santa, it was always never wrapped.
Oh, really?
Like, I guess Santa was too tired to wrap.
I like this, though. This is what you were saying, where you hear things that I've never heard before.
When Santa came to our place, he was just like, oh, just dump it off.
Okay. He's like, no, I don't want to wrap it.
He's like, I'm tired.
It was never wrapped. But let me say the one, but now my mom, excuse me, Santa now wraps gifts. But anyway, I do want to say one day, though, like I think I was like maybe 11, and I already had an idea by this point, like, you know, the man in the red suit. But anyway, like, I was going to the bathroom, which, you know, usually mom like, you need to go to sleep, don't wake up, you know, Santa gonna come and put pepper in your eyes if you wake up. That's what she told me. If you sneak out of your room on Christmas Eve and Santa sees you, he's gonna put pepper in your eyes. So my mom
pepper in your eyes.
So I would never like want. I'm like, oh my God, I don't want Santa put pepper in my eyes.
Wait,
did you ever
get curious? And
here's what happened one time. I had to use the bathroom though, and you know, I kind of peeked, and I was like, okay, well, I'm just gonna go real quick. And then I saw my mom and her best friend. And her closet was right to my room. And I see them grabbing, like, the Game of Life, Monopoly, all these. I'm like, hey, those are the games that was in my eye that I wanted.
Did they throw pepper in your eyes?
this is what my mom said, though. I was like, hey, those are my toys. And then my mom said, Santa's going to get you. You better he's running down the hallway. You better go back in the room and put pepper in your eyes.
That's terrifying.
I was like, okay.
That's
terrifying. Santa, for someone being so loving and so jolly, he's gonna take the pepper shaker and just right in your eye.
Like a horror movie in the making.
Yeah.
I can totally see that.
Yeah, Krampus, though.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Wow. I mean, did you ever have any moment like that? Did Krampus come and pour pepper in your eye?
No, I mean, I was curious. You get to that age where you're starting to not, you know, you're questioning, and so you try to stay up a little later.
What do you mean, Nicole?
You hear from other kids
that
are mean
kids.
And horrible, and they tell you. I know.
They don't get any gifts on Christmas.
You know, you stay up later, and then you hear the pitter-patter on the roof, and you're like, oh, he's real. Yay, I'm going to go to bed now. Just trying to save myself.
I know I do. Whoever ate that cookie, you know, I mean, I know that Santa came because that cookie was eaten, and those carrots that we would leave in the yard.
Yes, we always put carrots out too.
Yeah. Yep.
Carrots?
For the reindeer.
Oh my God, y'all are so, okay, that must be a black tradition, a white tradition.
Well, clearly with nobody the
damn carrots.
Clearly what? With the pepper in the eyes.
Okay,
thing.
Right, okay, that was kind of crazy.
Okay, yeah, I've never heard of that before. Santa, you know, he's too loving and too jolly to put pepper in your eye
never.
But carrots, that's really cute. I've never heard of that.
Yep.
Carrots for the reindeers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
They get hungry too.
They do, I guess.
It's a long night for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, the reindeer might be on a diet, you know, and so therefore.
Right. Yeah. Why can't the reindeer have cookies now that I'm thinking about it?
Because maybe they have too many things, bad things they eat already along with. There's too many cookies along the route.
Maybe. That's very true.
There's so many things with Christmas that are just fascinating. First of all, it's a wonderful time of year. Like,
yes.
I love the lights and stuff. Everyone seems to be in a decent mood unless you're going to the malls and stuff. Although I went to a mall recently and I was really surprised I shouldn't be surprised. I mean, most people are buying things online, but it was actually relatively tolerable to go inside that mall.
Oh, wow.
During this time of year and to buy gifts. I mean, people can be such jerks.
Yes, they
can. Going in and out of there. I mean, obviously, you got the later hours for a lot of the stores and stuff for people to go and pick up last minute gifts and whatnot. But I thought people were rather tolerable this year, which gets me to this year. So this Christmas, whenever you're consuming this podcast, we're going to assume that Christmas has not happened yet. So what are you doing this year for Christmas?
So this year for Christmas, I'm going back to Dallas, Texas. This is going to be the first Christmas that I don't stay as long, because I have had the privilege with working in news to be able to stay for an extended amount of time, like about a week or longer. But I'm leaving the very next day, so that's going to be a little bittersweet for me, only because, you know, I have no family here.
December 26th you're leaving? Or you're gonna
leave? December 26th, the very next day.
Oh, wow.
Headed back. But I'm going to go there like the Saturday before. But I'm going home. I'm looking forward to hanging with my family. I've rented a car. I've already, like, scheduled my lunch dates. Because, you know, you got to let people know, okay, hey, Saturday, this is your hour. Boom. I have to really put a schedule. Because everybody, oh, Randy, hey, can you come do this? Hey, Randy, can you come do this? I mean, I'm
Randy,
saying.
You were just so popular.
I know, like, what happened?
You were just so popular. Wow. How could anyone be as popular as you?
How would anybody ever throw pepper in your eyes?
You know, those evil Santas will.
That would be
the only last thing I want to kind of share, because I think it's just kind of funny. And now that I've gotten older, and this is, again, this may be just like a, I don't know if it's a black family thing, but like my Nana. You know, so my Nana is my mom's mom. And on Christmas, we go, after leave my mom's house, I cook breakfast, we go to my Nana, my papa, right? And I remember as growing up for the longest, I always wondered, you know, my Nana's just very, you know, pro-black or whatever. And I used to ask my mama, why does Santa look like he has scribbled brown stuff on his face, right? And my mom, my Nana, would take white Santa and she would get a brown marker or some brown paint and make him black. He's a black Santa. So only when we got older, I was like, well, why? You know, like, what does
so
that
weird.
Even
My
matter?
My grandma did the same thing, though.
we buy her figurines now. They're already, like, colored and stuff. But, you know, it's one of the things I remember my childhood, like, all the Santas colored up. I'm like, does it matter, Nana? Yes, it does. Okay.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Is it, you know, just gotta love black families. How you doing?
And grandma.
See, aren't you glad we went down? I'm telling you, everyone again thinks that they might have just a cookie cutter Christmas, but they don't.
No.
I mean, like, nope. I had never even heard of that type of
to
change Santa Claus like that. I mean, that's just.
Yes.
It's just insane. So, Nicole, you were, what about you? What do you do for Christmas?
I'm going to do the same thing for Christmas Eve that I was telling you guys about earlier. I'm going to go to my dad's, and then my mom is coming down here this year.
Aww.
And we're going to have everybody over to our new apartment.
That's
in
awesome.
Duluth, Georgia.
Yeah.
Hence where in previous episodes, Nicole is now being referred to as Duluth
it's
Darla.
And
we already heard some of the complaining after the Christmas party.
That's
about
it's a $70 Uber back home.
$70 Lyft ride. That's intense.
Shoot, yeah. Well, you're the one that had that $71 ride.
Mm-hmm. So round trip was almost $100.
That's crazy.
But I did it for you guys.
Yeah, okay.
That's why.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, you like you were having a good time after that, after
time.
All that was said and done. You don't wish that Santa this year would move you guys closer, maybe back ITP again or something like that?
No, you know, I really am happy in this new apartment complex. And I think that was the main we just needed out of the old place. That was the main motive for the move. And I'm telling you guys, downtown Duluth is really cool.
It is.
Not close to the city, though.
There's not,
like you said, with your roommate telling you it was, No, it's not. It's not.
So can all of the PowerPod faithful go over to your place for Christmas this year?
Well, New Year's Eve, the city of Duluth is offering free Uber rides in downtown.
Oh, my goodness.
That's kind of cool, though. That's a good good thing to adopt.
Well, I mean, I guess you know what's outrageous about that more so than anything is the fact that the peach drop isn't happening. Like, the peach drop is a good fallback option when it comes to New Year's Eve plans. Yeah. I've always liked the peach drop, but apparently people don't like it anymore. They got to change up all the things now. We can't do anything.
That's his OTP voice,
I
think.
I don't want to
come into the city because there's lots of traffic coming in. I'm like, okay.
Who is this cartoon character that sounds just like that? You do it perfectly like the cartoon character.
We'll have to come up with a name.
We got to figure it out. This is going to be the name of this podcast. Stand by.
Yeah. I actually had a good OTP story. I promise we'll wrap up soon here. I promise. Because I want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to wish everyone a Merry Christmas out there. We wish a Merry Christmas to all the listeners out there, by the way. But speaking of Atlanta people, I actually had a very pleasant OTP experience recently, which, by the way, OTP means that you're living outside the protective perimeter in Atlanta. And OTP, I was driving up to one of Clark's Christmas Kids events. We were on the air. And Clark Howard does this amazing organization. Teams up with DFACS, and they bring Christmases to 10,000. They brought Christmas to 10,000 foster kids here in Georgia, which is just remarkable. Our listeners to 95.5 WSB are just incredible with what they've done and how generous they are. But I was heading up there, and I mean, the second I left, I was on 400, and the second I left 285, I mean, people were letting me over and stuff. They're waving at me and stuff, and I'm like, I'm like, this isn't too bad.
There you go.
You know, I just need a little suitcase, a little tie, and I could be an OTP kind of, OTP kind of guy like that.
There you
Whereas
go.
ITP, I mean, if you're merging on those roads or ITP like that, people will you know, pull up to where you can't get in at all, and I'm like, okay, all right, we're not trying to go this. I'm sure with you pulling up like that, you just saved yourself 5 minutes.
We're all in a hurry. We all have somewhere to be, and I get it. I've been in the other end of that where I'm frustrated, but just don't understand. In hindsight, I always feel like, what is there to be so stressed about in traffic? And we do it to ourselves.
So you've never been stressed out in traffic and wanted to slap somebody head
off? Absolutely. But I'm saying retrospectively, I will say to myself, what was so bad about that experience?
Well, hopefully during Christmas time.
And especially during Christmas time.
Hopefully during Christmas time, you guys are able to turn off your news hawkness, your news falconness.
Please.
You're not flapping around. You're able just to relax while you're on the roads. Be safe out there.
Yes.
Merry Christmas from me to you, Randio, to you, Nicole. To all our wonderful listeners out there.
Merry Christmas, guys.
It was good. Who would have thought that we would have found out all these traditions here? It's unbelievable what you find out from people. And if you have your traditions out there, go on and send them to our brand new social platforms. You got our PowerPod WSB. I almost said Von Hessler. I almost said Von Hessler Doctrine because that's my other show. That's my primary show that I'm on every weekday.
We're Jared's side chick.
Here on WSB. Hey, you know what? I am proud of us. Okay,
of your
side chick. You know what? You guys come through when I need you. How about that?
Every single perfect side chick.
You guys are a perfect side chick Christmas for me.
You know,
and on that note, before I get beat up, y'all have a very Merry Christmas out there. Let's put our hands in one last time. And we do have one more preview coming up. We're going to tell you all about season 2 of the Power Pod. That's starting on January 9th. That'll be Thursday, January 9th. We'll see you then. Let's look for that preview. In the meantime, say Power Pod on 3. Can we all do that?
Maybe.
Of course.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Come on, Randio.
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Power Pod! Merry Christmas and Power Pod at the same time. Nicole, way to mess that one up. But hey, it's okay. Merry Christmas!
What did I do?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.